Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We continue to meet the candidates on the program, all the candidates for state office for the South Dakota 2018 election. We've invited them to join us on the In the Moment for live conversations about the issues that they think voters want to hear discussed on the campaign trail and therefore in peer. Today we're joined by Deborah Smith. She is a Democratic candidate for the South Dakota State House of Representatives running from District 26B, and she joined us on the phone now. Deborah Smith, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your background, particularly your education background.
Well, I born and raised in Lyman County, the district or part of the district that I'm running for. I got my teaching degree, and I've taught at a couple of different places, but I came back to the school that I graduated from, and I've been here for 15 years.
All right. Why now? Why run for a statewide office at this particular time?
Well, that's a good question. It's kind of like, if not me, then who? Because we have not had Democrats running in our district very often. And so last fall, I went to some meetings and got kind of excited about it. And so I thought, I'm going to put my name on the ballot and see what happens.
What have you learned so far just about the process itself of that sort of level of civic engagement and public service?
Well, you know, and that's basically why I'm doing it, because I believe that is part of living in a democratic society, is that it's our civic duty to go ahead and, you know, throw your name in the ring and see what happens. But yes, I have been learning so much. I've been to quite a few meetings. I went to a budget and policy meeting that was very illuminating, and just, you know, finding out how all of these things happen and what it takes. Yeah, it's been pretty exciting.
Do you think voters, as you've talked to people in your district, are they looking for someone who has a deep understanding of policy or how, you know, an appropriations committee might work, how a state budget is run? Are they looking for a broader sense of character from a candidate saying it's not one particular issue that we want, it's the person we want to send and how we want them to approach their time in peer? Are you getting a feeling for what voters think about that?
Yes, I think that is a very important topic, because they do want somebody who they can relate to. Yes, definitely. And who's easy to talk to. But I also feel that, you know, that person has to have a pretty broad knowledge of what's going on. And obviously, no one's going to know it all when they're first starting out. So it's going to be, you know, a lot of learning, a lot of listening. As a teacher, those are things that I am good at. As far as, you know, being able to get out all the time into the communities, you know, that's kind of difficult, because there are so many things going on in everyone's lives. You know, everyone is so busy. So, but yes, I agree. They're looking for somebody that's relatable, who seems, you know, intelligent, on top of things, and, you know, will hopefully do a good job.
Let's talk about some of your top issues that you like talking about, feel passionate about. I'm guessing education is going to be top of the list.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. When I went to that meeting on budget and policy, I learned more about how the changes in teacher pay, you know, they're not set in stone. And because of the way that the formula is made up, we could easily go back down into the bottom again. You know, we've managed to climb up a few rungs, but, you know, that could go away as well. So, you know, I'm just so worried about highly qualified teachers staying in our state when the surrounding states offer more money. You know, it just makes it very difficult for people to make that decision to stay here.
What do teachers, they want pay. Are there other things that, you know, even if their pay is not as high as what they could get in a different state, that would still encourage them to stay and work here? Or is it really just about, you know, I need to go where the work is valued in a certain way with, you know, with the money that's put behind it? Or is there more to it than that?
Well, it's such an individual issue. You know, some people are here because they have their roots here. Some people like the values that they see in our communities. And, you have to kind of look at it more broadly, I guess. You know, it just it isn't a one-size-fits-all kind of topic. So it's really hard to kind of pinpoint that. But obviously, more money is always going to, you know, make something look better than less money will.
Yeah, I get.
I'm interested.
Go ahead.
Excuse me. I'm interested to see what's going to happen with the new graduation formulas that they're coming out and the, you know, different degrees that they're offering. That will be something to keep an eye on and see how that all plays out in our state.
Do you have initial, you know, input into that as you sort of saw it becoming being rolled out? And we're talking about this idea that there should be more flexibility for individual students. Some of the schools have said that's a difficult thing, you know, to kind of find enough counselors to sort of help students sort through everything. Other people have criticized it for being too heavily focused on workforce development. Others say, well, that's the whole point. We have to focus on getting these kids into the places that they not only want to be, but places that actually exist for them to earn a living wage. So when you saw the conversation unfolding, did you think, yeah, we're going in the right direction here, and I'm curious to see what's next?
I am very curious about it, yes, because I can see both sides. I know there are students, you know, who definitely are taking classes that maybe aren't going to be useful to them if they are going out into the workforce right after graduation. And, you know, we have to be honest, some students are going to do that. That's just part of our culture, you know, whether they're going onto the family farm or maybe taking some short classes, you know, to get some information to help them get a job. But the thing that bothers me, I guess, would be that they have to make that choice. And then, you know, if it isn't the right choice at one stage and they want to switch it, you know, how easy is that going to be? They're going to have to, if they decide to go to college and they've taken the easier route, then they're going to have to, you know, do something different in order to be able to get up to the point that they need to. So I think there's probably going to have to be more parent involvement. That's what I see as being the most important. You mentioned, you know, counselors, but again, I think that parents really should have a lot of say in this.
Right, which means a certain amount of communication needs to happen, whether it's in meetings or online information or mailers or, you know, so that parents have the information that they need to help their students figure out what's best in their personal situation.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And I think it's a good thing to have more parental involvement. Right. Again, with our busy society, it seems like it's easier and easier to just say, okay, let the school do it. You know, that's their job. But ultimately, it comes down to, you know, parents helping their own children and deciding what's best for them.
Give us an idea other topics that are important to you beyond the education framework.
Well, something that has been bothering me, and I will admit it's one of the things that really has pushed me into trying this, is seeing things that are going on in the legislature. You know, who can just look past the EB-5 and the Gear Up scandals? You know, millions of dollars disappearing, deaths, suicides. You know, that's just enough to make you go, wow, what's going on up there and what needs to be changed? Then, you know, it comes out South Dakota is ranked as one of the most corrupt states in the nation. And, you know, for me, for someone who grew up here and did not view my state as being like that, that's pretty hard to swallow. Also, you know, the gerrymandering, that has been something that we're, you know, have a very bad rating for. Obviously, the low teacher pay that we talked about. And then here just recently in the last few days, it's come out that South Dakota has the highest teenage death rate. So those are all things that I think we really need to do some talking about and looking at and, you know, seeing what we can do differently.
Do you think that from a legislative standpoint, there are laws and policies that need to be changed to sort of increase ethical accountability and transparency? Or do you think those have been addressed since some of the problems the state has recently seen? Where do you see us on the continuum?
Well, that's a pretty loaded question. There are a lot of things that can be discussed here, but, you know, just looking at the repeal of the IM-22 that the people voted for and then the legislature just quickly did away with and then came in with some watered-down substitutes for it. That, to me, is very scary that the legislature can do something like that. Also, trying to make it more difficult, the whole process of putting things on the ballot, amendments and initiated measures, has been made more difficult. There were two bills that passed in the recent legislature, and, making it more hard to circulate petitions. And then, we have an amendment coming that we'll be voting on in November that will also make it more difficult for those to, need more people to vote for them. And so I just don't understand why the legislature would want to make it more difficult. You know, South Dakota was one of the first, or was the first, to make this available to the people of the state. And now it's just being chipped away at. And I think that's very dangerous.
Deborah Smith is running for the South Dakota State House of Representatives from District 26B. She joined us on the phone. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.